Chapter 89. Objected to, and promised to change today, saying she wished to wear it, as long as ever she remained in there with you, which was absolutely romantic nonsense of the lowest kind. Here is that child Amy disgracing us to the last moment, and at the last moment, by being carried out in that dress after all. And by that Mr. Clennam too. ... The offense was proved, as she delivered the indictment. Clennam appeared at the carriage door, bearing the little insensible figure in his arms. She has been forgotten, he said, in a tone of pity not free from reproach. I ran up to her room, which Mr. Chivery showed me, and found the door open, and that she had fainted on the floor, dear child. She appeared to have gone to change her dress, and to have sunk down overpowered. It may have been the cheering, or it may have happened sooner. Take care of this poor cold hand, Miss Dorrit. Don't let it fall. Thank you, sir, returned Miss Dorrit, bursting into tears. I believe I know what to do, if you will give me leave. Dear Amy, open your eyes, that's a love. Oh, Amy, Amy, I really am so vexed and ashamed. Do rouse yourself, darling. Oh, why are they not driving on? Pray, Pa, do drive on. The attendant, getting between Clennam and the carriage door, with a sharp by your leave, sir. Bundled up the steps, and they drove away. Book the Second Riches. Gutenberg Edition. End of chapter.